Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis.
Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for this December 20th episode. Now, we're going to talk about some of the greatest players that had some very excellent moments in sports history on December 20th. But before we do, let's make sure you know about how to follow us on social media. We have a Twitter account, at Pigskin Dispatch. Also, Facebook, we have the Pigskin Dispatch, two words, Facebook page. Now, either one of those, you can communicate with us, interact, DM us if you'd like, and see what we got going on as we post a lot about great sports history from both Pigskin Dispatch and JerseyDispatch.com. And we also have the Orville Mulligan Twitter account for Orville Mulligan Sports Writer. So great ways to keep in touch and see what's going on with things coming out of the Pigpen. Now, those uniform numbers. For December 20th, we'll talk about our number 16, 3, 9, 19, 89, 10, 5, 4, 8, and number 6. December 20th, 1938 is where we'll start off, and Boston Bruins rookie goalie Frankie Brimsek recorded his third straight shutout with a 3-0 victory over the New York Americans, making it his incredible 6th shutout in his first eight National Hockey League games. Wow, that is pretty good. 6 of your first 8 games, you're shutting the opponents out in the National Hockey League. December 20th, 1966, National Basketball Association awarded the Seattle Supersonics a franchise for the seasons of 1967-1968. December 20th, 1973, the Montreal Canadiens number 16, Henri Richard, records his 1,000th National Hockey League point. December 20th, 1979, the Philadelphia Flyers defenseman number 3, Ben Wilson, scored with 4:08 remaining in regulation to earn a 1-1 tie with the Pittsburgh Penguins and equal an NHL record for the longest undefeated streak of 28 games. He would go on to break that record and extend it to 35 games. 1981, on the 20th of December, we had Winnipeg left winger number 9, Doug Smale, set an NHL record by scoring just 4 seconds into the Jets' 5-4 victory over the St. Louis Blues. Now, that was the fastest opening faceoff to the back of the net in history. It was later tied by number 19 Brian Trottier and number 89 Alex Mogilny. December 20th, 1983, Guy Lafleur, number 10 of the Montreal Canadiens, became the 10th NHL skater to score 500 goals in a career. On December 20th, 1985, the New York Islanders legend number 5, Dennis Poulin, passed another great hockey great, number 4, Bobby Orr, as NHL defenseman scorer with 916 points. In 1991, on the 20th of December, it was the NHL granted a permanent franchise to both the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Ottawa Senators. And finally, in 1994, on the 20th of December, it was the Blond d'Or of FC Barcelona's Bulgarian forward, number 8, Hristo Stoichkov, and I apologize for butchering the name, was named Europe's best soccer player ahead of Juventus striker, number 10, Roberto Baggio, and Milan defender, number 6, Paolo Maldini. Now that is your sports history for this December 20th, your sports break to just take you away from life's cycles for just a few minutes to think about some great sports history and get you involved in some things that maybe are a little bit more pleasant and maybe take you to that place, that happy place that just that you want to be in every day. Well, we try to provide that for you, and we are here each and every day to provide that. Also, if you want more sports history, you can go to the sportshistorynetwork.com. You can go to pigskindispatch.com or Sports Jersey Dispatch or jerseydispatch.com. Now, we'd love to have you visit all those places or any of them, and you're going to bound to get something informative and learn something and something to share with others. And we love to have it when you share with others because, you know, it's a great thing. But you can share this podcast by telling others, you know, hey, it's on your favorite podcast provider. That's Spotify, Audacity, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and just about everywhere else that you can think of that has podcasting. Well, we're on it. So make sure you check it out. We are the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast, and we're loving to have you here each and every day. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.